Have you ever felt stressed, like must move, can't rest stress? Ever notice how it's not just your body that feels it? Your head may be racing, your heart may be questioning, and you might not feel like yourself. Well, that's not just a matter of stress, it's of being out of alignment with yourself. In this week's episode of Spiritual AF Sundays, we bring on guest Lucy Bird Hope to discuss her book, Daily Alignment. Through that, we also delve into the topic of what does it mean to be aligned in mind, body, and spirit? We explore how each of these systems are connected, what it might look like to be in alignment, what to look out for as signs that you may be out of alignment, and what you can do about it. It's time to grab your favorite beverage, sit in your favorite chair, and get ready for this week's episode of Spiritual AF Sundays. Finding peace through mind, body, spirit alignment with guest Lucy Bird Hope. You're listening to Spiritual AF Sundays, created and hosted by The Mystic Geek. If you're looking to explore intriguing questions about the meaning of life and our place in the universe, then you're in the right spot. We dive into topics often discussed as sound bites on social media and take a deeper look. Whether it's woo topics like astrology and mysticism, or seemingly mundane matters like technology and politics, we cover it all. We explore our own thoughts and beliefs, talk to experts, and uncover hidden meanings. These fascinating areas of exploration can help us question ourselves and better understand our world. Ready to grow and explore in your spiritual journey? We're glad you can join us. It's time to start your week off by being spiritual AF.
And welcome back, listeners. Today we have Lucy Bird Hope with us to talk about her new book and also to talk about mind, body, and spirit alignment. Lucy, we are so glad to have you here today.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here.
Great. Tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, so I am an author, and this is my book, Daily Alignment. It is a compilation of tools to help you balance your body and your mind and your spirit. And I also am a holistic guide. So I see clients one-on-one and promote energy wellness physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually using Reiki and other techniques. And then I also have a holistic beverage company. So everything that is mind, body, spirit, I am in for it.
Holistic beverages. Tell me more.
Yeah. So I co-own that with my business partner. And what we do is we curate drinks to highlight the ingredients that are in them. So the nutritional properties of the ingredient. For example, we have a pistachio milk. Pistachios are high in melatonin. We pair that with a lavender and chamomile blend. And that's our sleepy time chill out milk. We use natural sweeteners, so dates, we make our own alcohol-free vanilla extract, and cinnamon. So everything is sugar-free, dairy-free, and gluten-free, raw, vegan, all the best stuff, and it tastes good. So that's a special part about it.
I gotta say, I'm a big fan of pistachios. I love lavender and a lot of different things. People feel I'm weird because of it. But just the way you described the sleepy time beverage, I'm like, I'd want to drink it all day.
Yes, and you can. It's my favorite one that we have. And I have just the right dosage you can do all throughout the day. Yeah.
Wonderful. We'll have to check that out. So let's switch gears here. Well, since we talked about your book, what motivated you to write it?
I never set out to write a book. It came organically in my life. About 4 years ago, I was going through a really hard time and experiencing a lot of pain. And every day I would wake up feeling awful. And throughout the day, though, whether it was from a friend or a therapist or a book I was reading, I would find a different tip or technique that by the end of the day would have me feeling good. Yet the next morning, I would wake up feeling awful again. So I decided to circumvent this by writing the things I learned down on a piece of paper, putting it right beside my bed. And the moment my eyes fluttered open in the morning, I would grab that paper and read from it and replace my automatic negative thoughts with those healthy habits that I had learned. Eventually, the pages became pages on pages, and I self-bound them into a book for myself. Some friends and family noticed I was doing better and asked what the catalyst was. And when I told them, they suggested I publish it. And it just came out in March.
Wow, what an amazing story. So how has that book been received since it's been launched?
It has been a wonderful experience. It has just been so beautiful to get the feedback that it's helping people and helping them navigate life and build these healthy habits. That's what so much of life is about, is our habits. And when we can just let go of some negative habits that aren't serving us anymore and replace them with these positive ones, we can get a lot more well-being in our life. And I'm really appreciative to say that people are sharing with me that they're feeling that.
Exactly. And again, it's wonderful that you've done that. So for our listeners, let's take a couple of steps back, since a lot of people out there are new to the topic of spirituality, or they may have heard some things, now they're trying to re-begin. How would you define alignment?
I would say alignment is being in touch with your physical body, mental body, emotional body, and spiritual body. And really being in touch and aware is the first huge step. That's so much of everything. Alignment is really being in a place of connection with all those bodies, but awareness is that first connection. So being in awareness is a big part of being in alignment.
With alignment, what would that look like in the modern world to be able to have all those different aspects of yourself aligned?
Yeah. So physically, a huge way to be in alignment is to have tapped in your parasympathetic nervous system. So your parasympathetic nervous system is that rest state, that calm state where your pulse rate is lowered, your heart rate is lowered, and you're feeling that grounded feeling. The opposite of that would be fight or flight. That's when your pulse is elevated, your heart is racing, maybe your palms are sweating or your muscles are trembling. You're basically ready at that time to react to danger. It's the evolutionary aspect that we have in us that was created so that we could react quickly to danger. Just what it does is when we're in that state, it shuts off our prefrontal cortex. So when that happens, we're operating from primitive and survival-based thought process. That's what I call being out of alignment. So the opposite, as I mentioned, is being in touch with your parasympathetic nervous system. A couple really easy ways to do that are intentional breath, so deep breathing. Box breathing is one of the easiest. That's like inhaling for a count of four, holding for a count of four, exhaling for a count of four, holding for a count of four. And another really easy way to tap into that is to check in with your senses. Just label anything in your environment you can see, smell, taste, touch, or hear. And that pulls your mind's attention out of your thoughts and into your body, which grounds you in your present moment. So that's only physical though, right? We have a couple more to go. So mentally, it's about harnessing the power of your thoughts. Your mind is really the lens through which you see the world. The world that you perceive is the one that you're living in, and your thoughts are the foundation of that perception. Becoming in tune with your thoughts, recognizing when you're thinking, becoming a neutral observer of your thoughts, so you're more a witness to them as opposed to being pulled by them consistently, and then learning to be the director and guide of your thoughts instead of letting them direct and guide you. Just really harness getting in touch and aware of your thoughts and then harnessing the power of them. Emotionally, it's a lot about self-care. It's giving yourself that compassion, that gentleness, that easy does it feeling, having forgiveness for yourself, looking at yourself from a lens of non-perfectionism. Just finding ways that you can show yourself that you love yourself is a huge way to start harnessing the power of your emotions. And then spiritually, it's a lot about being open to your highest self, being available for the goodness and well-being of the universe to flow through. Some really easy ways to do that are to be a blank page, just letting go of all your stories and starting fresh every day or every minute. And living for this day only, letting go of the past, letting go of the future, Being in the past is really a lot about what depression is. Being in the future is a lot about anxiety. So anytime you can run your thoughts through the lens of, does that have to do with today only? You can get a lot of peace.
That is a lot. That was definitely a lot. But it's
a loaded question.
Yeah, I know. But it is such useful information there when you think about it. People don't realize the sheer amount of science that is involved when it comes to balance and when it comes to how our bodies connect to our minds, which connects to our spirituality, and emotions are all mixed into it. There's a lot of different components that are involved in there. And it's amazing that we have language and resources out there to help us with that. So you hinted a little bit when you were talking about like how sometimes we'll get stuck in either like the past or the future, and that leads to depression or anxiety. What other ways can misalignment or being out of alignment manifest in a person?
Yeah, great question. Being out of alignment can show up in any of those bodies I mentioned, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. And lots of times when we're out of alignment with our mental space, we're feeling that angst in our mind. Sometimes it almost feels like your head hurts by the thoughts that you're having. So negative mental space and negative thoughts can lead to negative emotions. And that's when you can lots of times start to feel that in your body, that just like lower, dense feeling in your emotional state. And that can generally manifest in physical issues. So that's when you might start experiencing actual physical pain. Lots of times it's our thoughts that are related to our emotions that are leading to our physical pain. So checking in with where you might be experiencing discomfort in any of those bodies, and then trying to get to the root of it. What were the emotions around this? What were the thoughts around this? That can really help you figure out when you're in alignment or out of alignment.
Again, very useful info and trying to troubleshoot ourselves, as it were.
Yes.
And that's the thing, is a lot of this, so what I observe, it's so simple, yet people get so stuck on it. Why do you think that is?
I would say it's simple, but it is intense. It's almost like the truth. The truth is really kind of a simple concept, but it's a very deep thing as well. So for me, when I didn't know about the different bodies, I would just know that I felt awful. And I didn't know to separate it into physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, and then do more troubleshooting. So it can be overwhelming because there's so much going on. We are like computers. I love this troubleshooting analogy. We have so many processes going on inside of us. And so learning to be aware of what's going on so that you can look at each different section really is helpful in not feeling so overwhelmed about it. But it's normal to feel overwhelmed. I've definitely been there.
Yeah, and in those cases where you felt overwhelmed, how did you get yourself out of that situation?
First things first would be tapping into my parasympathetic nervous system. Because when I'm in that agitated fight or flight state, I just cannot access those thoughts that can help soothe me, those emotions that can help soothe me. So that's first thing first for me. I will do deep breathing, as I mentioned, the box breathing, and then the easiest, fastest sense that we have actually is our sense of hearing. Evolutionarily, that helped our ancestors be readily alerted of approaching danger, but that's our fastest sense we can tap into. So I will simply label the sounds that I can hear in any environment. It's a fun game to play, makes a little more light of it. And then over time, I've noticed more and more sounds like the hum of an air conditioner unit or the whirl of a fan or distant cars going by. It's a really neat practice to tap into. And before you know it, your heart rate has lowered, your pulse has lowered, you have clearer thinking, you're feeling more grounded, and you can move forward.
Yeah, I do something similar before bed, but instead of sounds, I use touch. So being able to fully sense the current of the air in the room, or almost, since I use a fuzzy blanket, the individual fibers from that microfiber or fleecy blanket And because I'm like so focusing on that, it's whatever I was thinking about before, whether worrying about what happened the prior day or wondering what's going to happen tomorrow. It's like I'm so focused on the fuzzy bed and the flow of the air that I just fall asleep at that point.
Yes, I love that. And it's powerful because when we break from those thoughts, so thoughts carry momentum. And the more we think about something, the more energy it attracts, the more momentum it gets. So anytime we can just take a break from it, the longer you've taken a break from those thoughts, the less momentum they have. And so the easier it is to feel that clarity.
Yeah. So let's think about the person who's just starting off on their spiritual journey. And they're listening to this podcast and they're realizing based on what was said, they're out of alignment. They recognize their parasympathetic nervous system's out of whack. They're constantly in fight or flight mode. They're having difficulty when it comes to emotional balance, spiritual balance, mental balance. What would you recommend to that person as a first step?
So an easy first step that is almost like a pre-step is to not worry about doing quite anything yet, but just cultivate the relationship that you have with wanting well-being or wanting to be in alignment. So you can say a mantra that I love saying is, I have a positive relationship with alignment. I have a positive relationship with well-being. I have a positive relationship with spirituality. Whatever it is that you're wanting to get more of in your life, an easy first step is just to cultivate the relationship you have with that thing.
Got it. And why would you call it a relationship? That's an interesting concept.
Yes, it actually came to me because of my Reiki studies. There's a symbol in Reiki that heals relationships. And when my teacher was explaining it to me, she helped me see that I can use this not only in relationship with other people, relationship with myself, relationship with my higher power, but that she helped me see everything is really a relationship. I have a relationship with food. I have a relationship with talking. I have a relationship with walking my dogs. Everything is really me and the thing that I'm engaging with. And then the energy between us is that relationship. So cultivating positive energy in that in-between space, that's really the relationship, that in-between space.
That's an interesting way of putting it. I feel that's something that we in the Western world lack, or rather it's programmed out of us, because so oftentimes we don't see ourselves in relationship with our activities or in relationship with the natural world around us. It's either just something we do or something we use.
And really, when you break down the word relationship, it's like in relation to. So it's me in relation to X, Y, or Z. And that's the relationship. And there's space there for healing.
Lucy, thank you so much for sharing all of this wisdom today. Before we go, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our guests?
I would say just that the power is within you. Being is natural and flowing toward all of us. It's just about aligning ourselves with that, being open to it, being available to it, our great first step, and always being gentle on yourself. Everyone is doing a great job wherever they are. And the best way to start something new is just to start from where you are. There's no need to worry about where you've been or what you haven't done or how long it took you to get here. You're here and the power is within you.
Thank you so much for that piece of wisdom. If people were to look for you online, where would they find you?
Yeah. So my book, Daily Alignment, is available on Amazon. It's by Lucy Bird Hope, Bird with a Y. And then my website is lucybirdhope.com. And my Instagram and Facebook are Lucy Bird Hope as well.
And thank you so much for that. And thank you for taking time to be a part of this podcast.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pleasure.
That was a fun conversation and a great reminder of how various inner systems are connected. As Lucy shared, our thoughts affect our feelings and vice versa. Add into that how our bodies are amazing and will prime us to take action. But that can sometimes backfire when we focus our thoughts and feelings on dangers or stressors that are more imagined than real. Lucy also shares her wisdom on the steps that you can take to get back into alignment with yourself. I hope that you took notes or that you bookmarked this podcast to go back to it whenever you feel out of sorts. Let's pivot quickly to what's coming up over the next 2 weeks. Next Sunday, on September 17th, we're going to talk about the fall equinox. In Wicca and various spiritual paths, this day holds significance as the balance point between the light and dark before we head into the winter months. As I did with Lunasa, I plan to use this episode to reflect on issues in the here and now that tie to the overall theme of this part of the Wheel of the Year. The following Sunday, on September 24th, I'm bringing on guest Katie Velias to discuss the problems with spiritual bypassing. With that, we're going to wrap up this week's episode of Spiritual AF Sundays. Remember, a lot of these concepts, like mind-body-spirit alignment, are straightforward in practice when you break them down to their core steps. At the same time, simple does not necessarily mean easy here. Alignment is more than simply breathing a certain way or monitoring your thoughts. It's about getting to know, understand, and appreciate the deeper truths about yourself. The process itself can feel overwhelming, which is why focusing on simple, straightforward tasks can help you with this journey. With that, have a Spiritual AF week.
Thank you for joining us for Spiritual AF Sundays. This show is hosted by the Mystic Geek, that's me. Got comments or questions from today's episode? You can either email me at jess@themysticgeek.com or send me a voice message at speakpipe.com/themysticgeek. Don't worry, I'll put the link in the show notes. Help others start off their week with a Spiritual AF Sunday by sharing this episode with them. Also, 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts help spiritual seekers find our show. So do the thing.